Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking about USDA's Livestock Forage Disaster Program in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
It's a program that many of you already know about. Maybe you've already signed up for the benefits that are available from Uncle Sam from USDA's Livestock Forage Disaster Program. Available through your local Farm Service Agency office, they can give you all the specific details, the ins and outs for your particular operation. But it's something that you really need to be paying attention to, given all the drought that we've already had here in 2022 and what may still lie ahead after we get through this rainy spurt of weather that we have a lot of times in the month of June. Kansas State University Ag Economist Dr. Robin Reed says that this is a program that's going to be very valuable to folks in her state, but also in Oklahoma as well.
Yeah, so this program isn't new, but really wanting it to bring it to the forefront this year as we've had a really dry fall and winter, getting a little precipitation now, but you know, all producers can recognize we don't have the forage out there that we normally do at this time of year. And a lot of our counties can qualify now for this livestock forage disaster program and receive payment even that we're just barely into this grazing season. So I really want to make producers aware of this program that they can go in and get their payments even today. Without even being into the grazing season very far, we can really see that forage is going to be a big issue this year.
Only the easternmost counties in Oklahoma and Kansas currently are not eligible for some sort of assistance under the Livestock Forage Disaster Program here in 2022. So if you're in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, you've got a good shot of your county already qualifying.
So once the county qualifies, it's also assigned a number of months. And that number of months can either be 1 month payment, 3 month payment, 4 month, or even 5 month. And what that refers to is looking at the U.S. Drought Monitor and what level of drought that county has experienced or is currently experiencing. So most of the counties for native pasture are actually in that 3 to 4 month window. So that is either an extreme drought intensity of a D3 or exceptional drought of a D4. What that means is there's a monthly payment based on the type of livestock that you have on your pasture, and then that monthly payment gets multiplied by how many months that county is qualifying for.
Let's say you've got a mama cow herd and you are in a drought county and you've had, say, 3 or 4 months of drought already thus far in 2022, maybe more to come later on. They'll go ahead and calculate what you're currently eligible for. And Robin Reed says once you're in the program, any additional payments will come to you as well.
As a producer, as I said, go into your Farm Service Agency office, fill out an application. You do have to timely report your acreage report and things like that. So you really want to watch those deadlines. But basically, you know, these counties right now qualify. And like I said, even though we're very much in the beginning of the grazing season, you can go in now and sign up and you'll receive the payment as you would get today. If your county later on has more extreme drought designation and there is additional payment, you will automatically get those. You don't have to go in and reapply. There's no point in waiting and seeing if a more extreme drought actually happens. Once you're in the program, if there's additional payments, you'll automatically get them. Bottom line is talk to your Farm Service Agency office, fill out an application, and they will help you calculate this payment.
Robin Reed on USDA's Livestock Forage Disaster Program. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.